commercial barramundi fishers have been meeting in Darwin this week, and they've elected a new chairman, a new boss of the NT Barramundi Licensee Committee. His name is Jeff Diver. He's currently working for the company Wild Barra Fisheries, and he's been involved in the seafood game for a long time, a long time. I caught up with Jeff this morning to get a sense of what's set to keep him busy as the industry's new chair.
Well, yeah, the licensee committee is the forum at which license holders and other barramundi fishermen can come together to discuss the issues that are important to the fishery. And at the committee, we usually also have the water police come along and give us an update on compliance, and we have the department come along and give us an update on, you know, catch levels and issues that are emerging. So it's multifaceted. So from there, the committee has outcomes and also sets policy positions that it would like carried forward. The outcome of that goes to the Northern Territory Seafood Council board, which is then, you know, discussed again and distilled, and then the board give direction to the CEO, which is the formal position that comes forward from the Seafood Council.
And so for you as chair, and for all the barramundi fishers in the Northern Territory, what are some of the big items on your agenda right now?
Oh, I think some of the bigger items are things like the industry hasn't always enjoyed a good reputation in some sections of the community up here, and it's certainly I acknowledge that, I don't dispute it. So I'd like to be reaching out and perhaps resetting those relationships based on mutual respect and a bit of transparency. So that's big for me outside the actual fishing activities. The government's just announced a three-year review process for the fishery, which will cover all aspects for all stakeholders. So I'm really excited for that, because within 3 years, we will have collectively brought the fishery up to world's best practice in terms of standard of management of a wild stock fishery.
And I know the company that you work for is working towards an export strategy as well. Is that something that other license holders are excited about?
Yeah, well, I canvassed the ones that I've met this week, including the people at Manangreta Community who lease a commercial license. And the people I've spoken to think it is a good opportunity to value add to fishery and to really get the barramundi brand out there, not only in Australia but further afield. We know that a lot of Australian seafood is prized in North America and in Europe, but especially with things like wild-caught fresh fish, quite valued in Southeast Asia. But, you know, having said that, the company at senior level has made a commitment that there will always be Northern Territory wild-caught barra reasonably priced in the territory.
The barramundi season's actually just finished. It wrapped up at the back end there of September. What is your summary of how it all went, Jeff?
Oh, how did it went? COVID. COVID was the obviously the big short-term impact. So we saw a dip in sales and prices in the March, April sort of time when the whole lockdown was happening, and mainly because the food service sector, so the hotels and restaurants and stuff, closed down. As restrictions have lifted, that's come back. Fortunately, the prices were pretty good through the year, but coming off the back of a couple of weak wet seasons, the productivity of the fishery is down a bit. So the annual catch is down. But now, like nearly everyone in the territory, we're excited at the prospect of a couple of really strong wet seasons coming ahead of us.
And so what is the job between now and when you're allowed back out there to get amongst it?
Well, I've met with or will meet with next week all of the major stakeholders in the fishery. So while I'm here, I want to build those relationships. Then there will be there may be, so the review of the fishery will start, so we'll have to see if anything impact. I don't think anything will overly impact on the next season's arrangements. We're going to put the boats basically into mothball for a little while, then summer's a reasonably slow period. We've still got fish in cold store, so sales will continue for another little while. And then, come together in January. The next meeting of the Barramundi Committee is in January, so that'll get us all going, and then, put the boats to sea and start all over again. So typically the catches early in the season are higher because we're coming off a multi-month closure.
Yeah. So here's to a big, big wet season, hey?
Oh, two preferably, but one would be fine. Yeah, no, it's just like we're at a really good spot right now. I think everything's up from here.
Big thanks to Jeff Diver. He is the new chairman of the Territory's Barramundi Licensee Committee.